Now, verse 8. We therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Now, in 3 John, we have it divided here according to 3 individuals that are mentioned. These 3 individuals that are mentioned here are, first of all, Gaius, then Diotrephes, and then Demetrius. And we are going to see these 3 men. We've already looked at Gaius. He was an outstanding man of God. He was a friend of the Apostle John, evidently a convert of John's. And John calls him the well-beloved. Not only was he beloved of John, but he was beloved by the church. And he was beloved by that group of men that were out in that day witnessing for Christ in the Roman Empire. And it wasn't easy. But when they got to the town where Gaius was and the church where he served, why, always Gaius opened his home and received them into his home, provided they were walking in light, which means they were walking in the doctrine of the apostles, and that they were walking in love, that is, love for the brethren. In other words, the doctrine and the conduct had to go together. Now, the very interesting thing is that this man would receive them. These were men who went out at great sacrifice, by the way. They didn't receive a salary. They didn't receive any remuneration. They went out trusting the Lord, and homes were open to them. And some places they were given a support, other places they were not. And they would not take anything from the Gentiles, that is, the unbelievers in that day. Now, John encourages. He says, we therefore ought to receive such that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. In other words, you'd be a partner with these men if you opened your home to them, if you supported them and helped them on their way. Now, there's quite a similarity between 2 and 3 John, as we've seen, but there is a great contrast. There is a canyon and a chasm that really divides them. In the second epistle, he warns this elect lady not to receive into her home, though she is generous and apparently wealthy, not to receive apostates, no matter how mealy-mouthed they are, no matter how they are able to use the vocabulary of the apostles, yet they did not believe in the deity of Christ. They did not believe in the inspiration of the Scriptures. And she's warned not to receive them, because if she does, she's a partner with them in their evil deeds. But if you receive the others, now, this might cause somebody just to shut their home and not receive these men at all. That is, their home would be shut up to all that would come in order to make sure. But John says, wait just a minute. If they are men walking in light, if they're men that are walking in love, and if they're men that have the life of God within them, and I think you can tell when they are speaking by the Holy Spirit, and I'm sure there was better discernment in the early church than there is in the church today. I'm confident of that. We may know more Bible than they did, but we certainly do not have the spiritual discernment that they did. Now, when they are distinguished as being men of God doing God's work, then they should be supported. In other words, you're to receive them, he says, that you might be fellow helpers to the truth. That is, to the fact that they help them along and they become partners with him in getting out the Word of God. This is the thing that John is saying here. Now, this is Gaius, and he's such a wonderful fellow, one of those wonderful saints in the early church. Now you could wish that all of them were like that in the early church, but I'm sorry to have to report that they all weren't like that.